with it, a warm-hearted good morning to you. Abosheni, Molweni, Sawubona, Tubela, Machiloni, Avudi. Good morning, goeiemôre. Wat 'n voorreg om jou te kan groet van die voetbank van die Here Jesus Christus af. God se geskenk aan Christendom in Suid-Afrika, elkeen wat bereid is om te luister. Where we proclaim to the ends of the earth that Jesus is God. Omniscient, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing. Triune Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The one that we worship in our lives, on this radio station, that we bow before. It is about Him. Everything is about Him. Even this morning, on this the 20th of January, is about Him. Because we're on His wake-up list. God, in His infinite grace and mercy, allowed you this morning to be woken up, and here you are. And corporately, we can worship the Lord. It is such a privilege. Vusi Liu, my technical specialist, handling the technical side of life, IT boffin par excellence. Vusi, bless your heart. Thank you so much for pushing the buttons in the background and keeping us on air. Wilma van Skalkwyk greets you, Dominic Karel Verhoef, and each and every one at Radio Pulpit. Say, it's such a privilege. Thank you for your support for Radio Pulpit. It is a special day. Life is pretty much getting back to normal. And before I start our daily devotion, I want to ask you, well, colleague Janine van Niekerk is back this morning. She'll be joining me in good news time. That means birthdays commencing as per usual. And so if you know of somebody celebrating their birthday this week, from the 20th, even this morning, the 20th of January unto Friday, the 24th of January. You must be quick about it and send me a WhatsApp right now. B-Day. B-Day. Birthday. That's the code word on WhatsApp so it doesn't disappear into all the noise. Prince Johan, I see you there from kingdom of Brakpan. Good morning to you. It is indeed a privilege to see you, my brother. Allo, allo. And so if you know of somebody celebrating their birthday from the 20th to the 24th, send us a B-Day right now on WhatsApp. The name of the person, and remember, you get one chance a lifetime. One chance a lifetime. If you already had your chance, please be gracious about it. Give somebody else a chance. But B-Day to 082-657-2729. And so just make sure that you're adhering to the rules that we apply here. If you already celebrated somebody's birthday, yeah, on our birthday just after 8 o'clock. And so the day that you want to congratulate that person on, not just B-Day, the day that you want to congratulate that person on, remember the 20th to the 24th is open, and also the name of the person you want to congratulate, and then we'll be in touch with you and make some quick work about it. So fastest fingers first, there you go, B-Day, and get it through to us. Fritz Koch, I see you there. Good morning, my brother. It is a privilege to share with you this morning. The Lord has laid a very special word on my heart for you this morning. And I want to ask you a question. And it's simply this. Psalms 63 apply. If you were driven into exile in a dry and barren desert. I've had this December the opportunity of seeing dry and barren deserts. By God's grace, I wasn't driven there, but I did drive there to go and see what it was like. My question is, What would you want most? What would you want most if you are driven into this desert? I think there's plenty reality programs on TV that has shown to us people taking pictures of their families. You know, these alone in the desert, alone in the jungle, all sorts of reality programs, anything that makes money. But what is it that you would want most? Just think on that. Your children? Your favorite soapy? Your home? Would you miss fellowship with Christians? The house of God? Did you know that David was going through one of these rough times in his life? These turbulent times when he fled Jerusalem and headed into the wilderness. And he walked across the northern edge of the Judea wilderness to an area that is known today as the Dead Sea. Been there. It's a depressing place. The Dead Sea. Feels a lot like hell itself. It's as hot as hell itself. And here's David away from all the comforts of his magnificent palace, his family. And so what did David miss the most? David, a man after God's own heart. And he's there as an example to say that we as sinners, we as human beings, men, women, omas, opas, doesn't matter who you are this morning. We're kind of the same. We think we're so different, but we are the same. What did David miss the most? The place of prayer? The place of power? The place of praise, God's house. If you read Psalm 63, you see it starts there, O God, you are my God. Psalm 63 and verse 1. Can you say that with me right now? Can you say that? O God, you are my God. Just bow your spirit, man, before this omniscient, all-knowing Father. How does Angus always say? He says, he's more real to me than you and I talking right now. Oh God, you are my God. Every and each morning in the early hours of this morning, David had communion with the Lord. A desire to have time with God. You know what David says? He says, my soul thirsts for you. As I'm looking out the studio door, the sliding doors that's open here, I see this huge tree. I see the color of green. I see God's mercy in the rain that has fallen. My soul thirsts for you, O Lord. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and a thirsty land where there's no water. We are spiritually dried up. Last week, I had a long discussion with somebody that says, I so desire to see real Christianity, men and women who are real, not just Bible quoting, Bible punting, but real, who lives Christianity. And so when you read Psalm 63, you see David, his body, his soul, craved for fellowship with the Lord. What was your first thoughts when you woke up this morning? You see, man can live longer without food than he can without water. To the woman at the well, Jesus said, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. Can you testify to that this morning? That John 4:13 applies to your life? That you're thirsting for the Lord Jesus Christ. You have hunger in your soul. I want to say this to you, only Jesus. Only the Lord God Almighty, Jesus is God, can satisfy man's soul and quench that very thirst for a Spirit-filled life. Can you testify to that? Do you have a Spirit-filled life? David longed to see the Lord. He says, I have looked for you in the sanctuary. Ek jy hierdie naweek die Here in die sanctuary gesoek. To see your power, to see your glory, your majesty. You are the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. There is none other like you. In fact, the Bible says that there is no other. Anything else is but dust, rocks and stones. There's but one true living God in all of the universe, and his name is Yahweh, El Shaddai, Elohim, El Roy, El Olam, Yahweh. The Lord our God, the God of David, the God of Radio Pulpit. His name is Power, his name is Majesty. There's power in his name. There's power in his gospel. There's power in his blood. And the power that I'm talking about is the very power that cleanses our sin-stained lives. I've had men who wrote me emails at this radio station and say, stop talking about sin. We have to balance it. We have to tell you about both sides of the coin. And we, it's not that we're sinning, we're drinking it down like water. But it's the Lord Jesus Christ that comes and washes us whiter than snow. Isaiah 1:18, the Lord says, let us reason together. God's Spirit saying to your spirit, my spirit, come on, let us reason together. Though your sins were like scarlet, I will make you whiter than wool. God intended for the church to be power on parade, to lay hands on the sick. I saw somebody yesterday. And you know what? We're scared. What if? Wat as die Here nie antwoord nie? Somebody said to me last week, I'm convinced God is not a father to me. He doesn't care about me. But that's not true. God cares about us. If he has never done anything for you after Calvary, Calvary should be suffice. Calvary should be enough for us. A God that came to this world, laid down his life, allowed the darkness in this world to kill him, and then he conquered death. Promise he makes, promise he keeps. 3 days later, we are called to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We are called to cast out demons and to reign in this life through Christ Jesus. Christians, you and I have to seize life and recognize the power of living in God's presence. God doesn't want us hiding from life, but enjoying it. This is the life. This is the life. I know people who play golf, they say, well, this is life. I know people going to the beach and they say, this is life. Sports fans, well, you know, this is life. Enjoying your favorite activity? That's what we should say about Christianity. This is the life. When you read Psalm 63, you see, David recognized life is dear. But God's presence, his love, his anointing are better than life. The Bible says in verse 3, because of your loving kindness, it is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Say it with me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for life. Thank you for allowing me, my King, to be on your wake-up list this morning. Say it with me. David, in a dry, in a barren desert, choose to praise God. I don't know where you find yourself this morning. You know, whenever I listen to Christians, for a good deal of it, we're on a pity party. We, you know, it's finances, it's illness, it's sickness, it's disease, and it shouldn't be the only time we run to the Lord, in good times and in bad times, in everything in between. Everything in between, we should praise the Lord, not just in bad times. It is not a for us gospel. We're not following the Lord Jesus Christ for what he can do for us. We follow him because he's Christ. He's God. Removed from God's light, we are in the shadows of death. Removed from his love, life becomes bitter and cold. Removed from his hope, life is absolute depression. But praise is not dependent on our feelings, our circumstances. We are to praise him because that's what we're supposed to do. That's why you and I are created, to praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for 2025. Thank you, Lord, for life. Thank you, Lord, for everything. When we are in the desert of our days, we need to search and find the Lord in prayer and praise and worship. Seek the fellowship of fellow believers. And so there we can be filled with his love, his power, and our souls shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. I want to pray with you this morning that the Lord would restore unto us what the locusts has taken from us. There's a scary scripture in Matthew that says, in the last days, the love of many will grow cold. That scripture scares the living daylights out of me. Lord, Lord, please have mercy on me. Don't let your love grow cold in my heart. Here maak my warm for die evangelie, for die liefde, die genade. For who you are, Lord, let me be like David in Psalm 63. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. I will bless you while I'm alive. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. My mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. Psalm 63, go and read it. Read it out to the Lord. Read it back to the Lord. And thank him for David who penned this. Whilst he was experiencing a desert experience. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate you on you in the night watches. You have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. The king rejoice in the Lord God Almighty. Everybody who swears by him shall glory. Psalm 63. And so, Father, we come before you corporately this morning. Men, women, omas, opas, gogos, opas, each and every one, ntatis. And we bow before your throne of grace. Every tribe, every tongue, every culture, every nation. You are the God of South Africa. You are the God of this government. You are the God of this land. You are the God of Africa. You are the God of the earth, the truth, the way, and the life. And Father, in the words of your beloved son David, whose eyes are seeing what we can only dream about. You have given a banner to those who respect and fear you. Lord, help us this morning that we can say, my soul thirsts for you. Lord, you know who's grown cold. U weet, Here, wie se liefde het afgekoel vir u. And I ask, Lord, to give us a new touch, a new anointing. Restore us, Lord. Bring us back with passion. Revive us. I pray it for your church. I pray it for everyone who says this morning, I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are my Redeemer, my Savior. Lord Jesus, what would become of us if we don't turn to you? And so, the listeners of Radio Pulpit, Father, we intercede, we stand in the gap. Lord, I want to thank you for those three girls that were released yesterday. I want to thank you for your work that you're doing in the Middle East. I want to thank you for Romy, for Doron, for Emily, for each and every one who cries out on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for what you're doing in South Africa. For each and every one that's crying out and saying, here I am, Lord. Revive me. Restore me. You are an awesome God. And we love you, Lord. Thank you for this time and this fellowship together. And we pray it in the beautiful, the wonderful, the restorative name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, and all of God's children says, amen and amen. You are my all in all. Is the Gaither Vocal Band. You know the song. You can sing along and just worship the Lord there at home, in your car, at your place of work. Thank you for worshiping the Lord with me. Thank you that you will read Psalms 63. Thank you that you will stand on the promises of the Lord.